It is After Hours here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. You know, I like to think we are men of honor here on After Hours. You know, I say something, and I stand by what I say. You know, I make a proclamation on the air. You know, I say the Islanders are the premier hockey team in the tri-state area. You know, I stand by that. And when they miss the playoffs, I hit the podium. Or if I say I'm going to do something here on the show, you know, I do it. New York is an Islanders town. Because I feel like we got to hold each other accountable and we have to be men and women of honor.
Good evening.
Because without our word, we're nothing. And a caller to this show and to this radio station, you hear him on After Hours, you hear him on Evan and Tiki. This caller is quite polarizing. Many love him, and by many, I mean me. That's about it. Evan tolerates him. I love him. Evan tolerates him. Fatso kind of likes him, but I love him. Everyone else hates him. The internet hates him. He probably scripts his phone calls on a napkin. That's fair.
No biggie.
But he would admit that. And this individual that I'm talking about, of course, is Ozzie and Woodridge. And Ozzie is a frequent caller to the show, meaning he calls once a week. Rules that he has set for the show. He acts like I set him, he set him. He can call me every day for all I care, but he likes to call once a week, which is, I'm sure that's upper management would prefer that. So let's go with once a week. Ozzie called me before the series started, and he said, Thomas, I just want you and the audience to know that, and Ozzie, of course, is a huge Hawk fan, and he is a charter member of the Coalition of Nick-haters. Ozzie called me before this series and said, I'm not going to call you during the series, and I'm going to wait, no matter what happens, I'm going to wait a few days before I call in. So good luck, Godspeed, good trip, see you soon. And we haven't heard from Ozzie since. And I wasn't planning on hearing from him. Figured, all right, this series, whenever it wraps, I think it will on Saturday, parade either Monday or Tuesday. We'll hear from Ozzie mid to late next week. It'll be his triumphant return where he will congratulate me on a Nick championship and say, for once, positive Tommy and his proclamations, the big proclamations, one of them actually resulted in a championship. Oh! And that the proclamations I've had throughout this series that it's over, I'll see you at the parade, all the times that I've touched the money, for once, because I always do that, but for once, it was not the most public of my many humiliations. I am Tommy the Visionary. And I believed Ozzie, because I believe Ozzie to be a man of integrity. That we would not hear from Ozzie until this series was over. And not only that, but he would await the time limit that he allotted before this series started, which, to my memory, was a couple of days. So that would put him, if this series ends on Saturday, and I believe it will, to be right around Wednesday or Thursday next week to call me. Now, if we ran into each other at the parade, because, you know, secretly Ozzie's going to the parade, along with the rest of the Coalition indicators. If we bumped into each other there, fine. But we were not going to speak on the air until then. Or at least I thought. Ozzie is in Woodridge. Ozzie?
He is a fraud and a complete liar.
Now, Ozzie, I'm going to give you the opportunity here, because I know what you're up to. I could see right through what you're trying to do here. This is a last-ditch effort by you and the weasel, Evan Roberts, to mush my Knicks. So you are going to, as a desperate man, call me up, tell me the series is over, and then hopefully that gives the Knicks the bad juju. They collapse here. The Spurs win a championship, and it will be the most public of my many humiliations. So I'm going to give you the opportunity, Oz, to decline this phone call. We could say a quick hello, and then I'll get rid of you, and you could stick with the original plan, or you could go through with this. But I'm going to give you that option.
Hello, Thomas.
Hello.
I have common sense.
Okay.
unlike many of the people out there celebrating, as I see on social media videos. So I know the series is over right now.
Right now.
I can fail to concede and congratulate you.
So what you hold on a second, Ozzie. So this is one of those. This is one of those situations where, let's say it's an election year, and it is election night, and I'm tuned into. We won't even say the channel. We don't want to tip our hands here. But let's just say I'm watching one of these cable news channels, and it's 2 a.m. and Michigan is too close to call, and they still got the mail-in ballots in Arizona, and there's counties in Nevada that haven't been counted up yet. So we don't know who the president is. But you and I are going at each other as far as one of us is going to be president. You're telling me that you're pulling, you know, whoever, and you're calling me up at 2 a.m. and you're conceding the election to me? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, and the reason why I didn't stay true to a couple days after the parade is simple. Mm-hmm. Monday, the parade day, mm-hmm. according to you, mm-hmm. that show is going to be wild and free and crazy, and you don't need me. And then the 3 days after that, Tuesday through Thursday, there's Yankee game. And that's past my bedtime after the post game.
Yeah, you normally don't call me either on an overnight or when I'm on from 10 to 2. The open nights or the big Lugowskis is where we hear from you. Okay, that I'll buy that to a degree, but I still think I'd rather have you more past your deadline than before your deadline, Ozzie, because you did say you wouldn't call until they wanted. No, it's not common sense. This is a desperate man and a desperate coalition trying their last effort here to try to put something in the water here, because Positive Tommy's on a heater. You are trying to reverse history here in the course of history and get it back into the favor of the Spurs. That's my feeling here, because I'm not buying what you're selling me right now.
He is a fraud and a complete liar.
I was right behind you as of 2 months ago saying Rick's Knicks in 26, so I don't know where this is all coming from.
Well, you said it sarcastically. You said it thinking it had no shot of happening, and you said it in a way with disdain because you hate this franchise, and I get it. You're not a Knick fan, and you are part of the coalition of Knick haters, and this is a tough time for you, but I got to be honest with you, Oz. Now, there are a lot of members of the coalition, as you know, and it's led by Evan Roberts, the Weasel.
Let's go, Knicks.
I have not heard from a single member of that coalition congratulating me. So in some ways, Ozzie, you're scab. You have crossed over the picket line, and you are the first of the coalition members to reach out. I'm expecting to hear from all of them once the deed is done, but you're the first one. So I'm wondering if you've been kind of sent here by them on this mission to do this, or are you someone that has gone rogue?
Before I address that, a couple bookkeeping issues.
Mm-hmm.
The shirt yesterday.
Whoa! Let me cut you off. No, I'm going to cut you off here. You're breaking your oath and your promise to not only me and the audience. And now you're going to come in here and break my balls.
Explain why.
You're going to break my balls now. You think you're going to come in here? Ah, second, Ozzie. You're going to come in here now and make fun of me. You told me you'd call me after the series. You call me now. Now you're going to make fun of my shirt
because the parade is Monday and then Yankee games.
And by the way, Ozzie, let me get now. I'll give you a chance here. I'm gonna give you your opportunity because I know it's gonna be funny. But let me just say this. This is why I I'm annoyed here. You, my friend, because everybody hears your voice, but I've actually seen you. And I expect the audience probably thinks this Ozzie guy, he's probably a slob. No, Ozzie's a well put together guy. He's got the big pipes, he's a fit dude. You wear tight shirts that are painted on. Now I don't have the type of body that you or Tiki have, but are you gonna get on me for a tight shirt here when you, my friend, show up to some of these remotes in an outfit that looks like that was painted on? Is that what I'm about to hear? Go ahead.
Don't forget the flowing locks.
Yeah, you definitely got a nice head of hair on you, for sure. Yeah.
No, the way I would describe it, it was like 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound bag.
Yeah, that's
it was basically Evan in a tight shirt.
No. Wait a second, Ozzie. No,
you needed a man's ear or a bro.
You know about the cup sizes? I definitely have some problem areas. But to put me in the same category as Evan, who I do think is a lot heavier than me, is quite insulting. I admit that there are some areas that need a little work, and perhaps genetically I can't get rid of them, but I do my best. But I am at a weight that is much less than Evan.
Well, two things. Evan has the dad bod. You have the cat dad bod. Okay. So you earned it. Okay. So, and then you're not Charles Barkley territory, Cardi D. You're like Cardi B. So
yeah,
you're right.
They're probably, I would say more A cups, but okay. If you want to go B cups, we can go. You know about the cup sizes? D is the biggest. I would say that it's more of an A cup, and the shirt was super tight. But you know what? I like to wear tight clothes, and I am comfortable in my own skin, Oz. And whether you or the internet likes it or not, I will continue to wear said tight shirts.
Speaking of skin, before I get to my congratulations.
I'm worried where this is going. Go ahead.
Was your car stopped when you saw those two specials?
Yeah, yes, I was.
Were you in danger of...
No,
slamming into another pothole.
No, I was at a stop. It was at a red light, and these two beautiful ladies walked by me the light was red. Yes.
Imagine having to explain that one to the lovely Mrs. Lugauer if you dented another rim on a pothole because of that.
But listen, by the way, Ozzy, when I drive through the city, and usually I'm Tommy the Pothole Slayer, and I'm focused on the potholes, I got to admit, when there's a lot going on, and there's a lot more going on when it's warmer out, how you doing? I mean, we know the girls.
Oh, hi there.
They go south for the winter. They go in hibernation. During the warmer weather, I'm trying to keep one eye on a pothole and one eye on the scenery. But yes, the light, thankfully, was red, and I was not in a position where I was going to do damage to my car.
Yeah, easier said than done.
Yes.
But, yeah, no, you had a bunch of loyal listeners. I want to congratulate Ed in Mohegan. He sounds like that Jerry Lewis character. Hey, lady.
I don't like where you're going here.
The irony.
I don't like, you know, I don't like caller on caller. And I know Ed's taken shots at you before, but I've defended you. I don't like when callers go after each other. And I don't like what you're up to right now, Oz. And you haven't answered my question yet. Is this the work of the coalition where you were trying to mush the Knicks, or are you going rogue?
No, this is just me.
Okay.
Giving my heartfelt congratulations. Just like guys in the Bronx who want to steal legendary rapper street cred and get a little cred to their name, walking around calling themselves Warren G when there's a million other nicknames they can come up with.
You know what, Ozzy?
Tommy Cutlass.
I don't like what you're up to. I don't like your tone. I don't like your attitude tonight. And what I would say to you is this, Ozzy. This is the meal, Banya. And this is what I tried to explain to you a couple minutes ago. This is the meal, Banya. This is your moment now to the Ozzy and Woodridge calling up Positive Tommy to congratulate him on the Knicks. Now, you haven't gone too far yet. I'm willing to end this conversation, but this is the one. This is the meal. So the next time I hear from you, you're not congratulating me on the Knicks. It's not about the Knicks. We're going to talk about the Mets or something, or your Cowboys or whatever the case may be. But this is the one. Now, you have an opportunity to say, hey, this conversation's over. It's up to you, though.
All right. You ready?
Okay. Yeah, I'm ready.
Number one. Piggybacking on your Island of Misfit Toys. If you remember, Pascal Siakam was the prize in that Pacer fire sale. Mm-hmm. And the Knicks got OG. And so that's another angle to your Island of Misfit Toys when it comes to that.
Yep.
Number two, you should take that tweet that you sent out in the middle of the game. I had the game muted, and I was listening to you trying to sync it up as best as possible. And when you said and stopped the show dead in its tracks, picked up your phone, and sent out that tweet, I was like, oh my. But then, when it came to fruition, I am not going to doubt Positive Tommy, just like Paul in Yonkers. That tweet was the turning point and the birth of Positive Tommy finally having its success and not a public humiliation.
It was my shining moment.
And put it on a shirt.
Yeah, put it on a shirt. And also, Oz, as you know, I think hopefully this gives our fellow Met fans the right type of example that they need to put their faith and trust in Positive Tommy when it comes to our baseball team.
Yeah, I'm hoping you can come through to one of the teams we share.
Now you've seen it, though. You've seen is believing. Yeah. You've seen positive Tommy thing come to fruition. Now let's get it for our Metsies. Let's get it for our Islanders.
Yeah, like I said, I'm hoping that you come through for me in some way, shape, or form. And I also, like I said, I was right behind you with Rick Nixon in 26.
Okay.
And what a coaching job he has done.
Putting Cat
at the free throw line to take that technical foul shot so he can see one going through. These are your callers saying this.
Yeah, Mike Brown is the head coach.
Getting into Brunson's face, his son, and telling him he's got to distribute the ball a
little
bit.
A father talking to his son, that's all that was.
You're a total jerk.
And then telling Mike Brown when to challenge some plays, like OG foul,
nobody tells Mike Brown
corner on a three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Rick really came through. This is his best coaching job I've seen.
Okay.
So he did a great job taking over for Thibodeau. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Ozzy, I'm gonna. You know what I'm gonna do here, because I gave you several opportunities, and I know Ozzy like a book here. I know him like a book. The reason he called, it's twofold. Number one, it's really threefold. Number one, he wants to mush the Knicks. He wants to congratulate Positive Tommy for being the leader of the Positive Posse. He brought up my tweet last night that I did tweet out during the game as I was on the air. I wish I could have even gotten the tweet out earlier, but I have duties here on the air. And finally, I just said, you know what? I'm just going to tweet while I'm on the air anyway. We'll do two things at once. So he's trying to mush the Knicks. He's also trying to take shots at me because of the tight yellow t-shirt, which sent the internet ablaze last night.
You're a total jerk.
And yes, there are some problem areas.
No,
I fully admit that. But if I'm standing up, you see the legs are thin. There's a couple areas you got to work on.
Let him watch.
That's right. And number three, Ozzy just misses me. And Ozzy's sitting around, and he's like, why the heck did I put out a statement like that I wouldn't call for a couple of weeks? He just misses me.
He's my special boy.
He misses the conversations we have. He misses taking shots at me, and he wasn't going to wait any longer. So this is what I'm going to do, because I'm a fair guy. I'm still going to, because you know he wants to, I'm still going to have Ozzy have his moment once this is official. Now, he might not call because of the way it goes with the parade on Monday and open. Although we do have an open night on Monday. But if he doesn't want to call then, he wants to wait a week, that's totally fine. But he still needs to have his moment in the sun, because he is the first of the coalition members to reach out to me. And I thought this might have been one of those, you know, a covert counterstrike by them. Or it's him going rogue. But bottom line is this. I want to hear from everybody in the coalition, but I don't want to hear from them until it's officially over. Even though it is officially over in my head, not until it's officially over.
Let's go Knicks.
You want to hear from everybody that loves the Knicks, but you also want to hear from the haters. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Let's go to Craig in Mattawan. What's up, Craig?
Tommy, what's going on? Love the show.
Thank you, dude.
Listen, if I got to hear for one more, I'm a diehard Knicks fan. 94, you can go on and on. If I got to hear from one more Knicks fan, oh, well, I don't mind if they lose Saturday. I wouldn't mind seeing it in person. That's a very dangerous game you're playing.
You've heard that. Let me ask you this, Craig. You've heard that from people, meaning callers to this? Because I have not. You've heard that from callers to this radio station or just friends?
I've heard it on radio.
Got it.
Heard it on other radio stations.
Gotcha. You're just hearing that from that's kind of the sounds of the city right now, that there are Knicks fans that wouldn't mind losing on Saturday because they want this to be at Madison Square Garden, the coronation.
My friend Tommy, at the end of the day, they could have easily lost this series already. Every one of those games, they came back. It's like your closer walking bases loaded.
Yeah.
And constantly getting out of it. Eventually, he's going to give up that grand slam, and Lady Luck's going to run out. I'm not trying to diminish what the Knicks did. At the end of the day, you have to understand, they are playing an immature team.
Yes,
as
they
far
are.
As experience
yes,
goes.
But they're not going to mature, they're not going to mature in the next 2 days, though.
I agree with you, but are you willing to take that chance? Just to see them win at the Garden? Because I'll tell you right now, 53 years is a long time.
Yeah, no. You want to wrap it up in five. You don't want to ever give team any type of life, any type of momentum. And then certainly it gives them
exactly.
Less chances when it's 6-7. So when you have three chances now, you want to finish it on Saturday. I agree with you on that. Look, it would have been special to have it at Madison Square Garden, but it would be just as special to have it on Saturday at San Antonio, and everyone here could celebrate in their own way.
Because you're a Knicks fan, you're a wise
Well,
person.
Also, too, Craig, you know, what happened last night to me was almost like winning a championship. So the Garden got that Garden moment last
exactly.
night. So you don't need
they
another
got
one.
Moment.
That game is an iconic game.
And, Tommy, you've seen that game. Not 99 out of 100 times, that ball that Jalen Brunson missed is not going to bounce that way. I mean, you got lucky. And, hey, listen, I'd rather have luck than skillet.
Well, you need both. But I think sometimes you need both. You know, that the ball's got to stick to Tyree's helmet, but Eli's also got to escape the pass rush. That's what makes great plays and great runs. There's a little bit of luck always in these runs. It's just part of sports. You need it. Because you know why? The margins sometimes are super thin. These teams are close. And in order to win a championship and be the last team standing, you not only have to have everything that it takes to win a championship, but you also need a little bit of the stars aligning or luck.
Yeah, especially you come back from 29 points. It took the Spurs.
Absolutely.
And it took the Knicks.
Sure did.
You can't do that all on your own.
No doubt. You couldn't, especially day, you same thing against Cleveland. It takes two to tango. You need a dance partner there. I'm with you 100%.
Exactly. But to stand there and say, I would rather see them win it first. Listen, don't be greedy, man. You had your day yesterday.
Correct.
If they can win in San Antonio, don't prolong anything. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm sure Golden State thought that against Cleveland. I'm not saying per se.
Yeah. Who knows if they thought that per se. But yeah. That's a great example. And there's other examples. I appreciate the call. And I think that was a good mindset there. That wasn't somebody who, you know, don't mush it. Don't, you know, that type of stuff that I don't necessarily buy into. He was more about, hey. And we agreed with each other. You got that moment last night is the moment. That is the moment. They won the championship last night. The series is 2-2. It's a totally different conversation. I think the Knicks end up winning the series anyway, but I know a lot of people, we would have a totally different show tonight. It would be 5 hours of, you got a big mouth, Loogie. You touched the money. In 1962, this happened, and this team, and that. I would have been getting talked down to for 5 hours. I'm not stupid. I know what would have been. It would have been 5 hours of me screaming and yelling at everybody and fighting with everybody and saying no biggie this and no biggie that. But instead, the tone and tenor of this show has been very positive, very uplifting, very happy, very celebratory. We have coalition members calling up, conceding the election here, essentially. And that's all because of what happened at MSG last night. And in the way they won, that was it. You don't need anything more than that. That was the crown jewel. Now you finish it off on Saturday in San Antonio, and you move on. Now, as far as if they do lose, I'm not scared at all in terms of the Knicks are not losing three in a row. They're not. So if they do lose, great. They come back home, they win. But I hear you in terms of let's just finish it now. Plus, I predicted them in five. Who doesn't want to be happy and right? I certainly do. Why make the damn prediction then? I want to be right, and I want to be happy. So let's get it done on Saturday. And if it happens to come back to Madison Square Garden, buckle up. Knicks will take care of business. And the parade. By the way, Connor, can you do me a favor? Can you email City Hall for me and CC me on the email?
Sure thing. What do you want me to say?
Email them and say, Positive Tommy's been planning this parade for a lifetime, but certainly for the last couple weeks. He would like to know, and just give him the scenario. Say, hey, if they win in five, they win in six, they win in seven. Please let us know when the parade will be, because the audience wants to know. I'm getting tweets about it. I'm getting calls about it. We need to know exactly when the parade is going to be, if they win on Saturday or if they win on Tuesday or if they win on next Friday. We just need to know this.
Okay. Yeah, I'll reach out. Do you want me to ask if we can get a float for you?
Yeah.
A little Corona in there, too?
Yeah, a little float there. I need a float. I have a say of who's on the float, obviously. You know, it's Knicks and Chicks. We got to get some of my celebrity friends on there. I'm very popular amongst the celebrity, the high society people in the city. So, yes, I need a float. I need say on the guest list on that float. I need an after hours, a party after the parade.
We'll see if we can get Timothy Chalamet on there and Ben Stiller.
100%.
Your man, Jerry Seinfeld, possibly.
Yes, 100% on the float. And then, like I said, an after party, VIP. We'll celebrate after hours after the parade. And then let them know that I need to know when the parade is. So just email City Hall and then just make sure you CC me on it. And let them know it's me. Let them know it's Positive Tommy. They know me over there. We have a great relationship with City Hall. So just let them know that I need to know that they need to know to let me know to let everybody else
know.
I'll
CC Michael Bloomberg too, just in case. Maybe you can get the ball rolling a little bit.
Get everybody that you could think of on there. And
Shaquille O'Neal,
Mamdani.
Charles Barkley.
Yeah, Barkley. Taylor Swift. They need to be on there, and I need to be on there. So just CC upper management so they know that I'm on top of these sort of things. Because I don't know if anybody else here is on top of that, but I am going to be on top of that. So email City Hall and say, when is this damn parade?
Okay.
Because we need to know. It's going to have 5 million people at it.
Gotcha.
Thank you. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie in the late night here on The Fan. Let's go to Robert in the Bronx. What's up, Rob? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, Rob, you know what? A lot of people made a big hubbubaloo about my shirt, including Chris McGlogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogogog way back with Chris. And for many years, we were work wives.
McGonagall.
And it wasn't easy being his work wife because, quite frankly, he doesn't throw any papers out. And I find that to be quite a... He just leaves his... I'm looking at it right now.
McGonagall.
His workstation is completely messy. There's papers all over it. Now, there are some papers that are stuff we read day in and day out, so it should be over there and they're laminated. But then there are other live reads that are just sitting on his desk. He's very messy. And as the producer, I guess his current producer can't be bothered to clean anything up.
But McGonagall.
I would, and even though I wasn't his producer, I would clean up for him. So we were work-wise.
Welcome to hell!
And McGonagall was on YouTube.
McGonagall.
And he was watching me last night, and he had a lot to say about my attire. He had a lot of opinions on my tight shirt.
McGonagall.
And I said, what are you, Joan Rivers? Was this the red carpet? I didn't realize that this was a fashion show. And I didn't realize you were a fashion expert. I didn't know your last name was Klein and first name was Calvin. But he took his shots, all good. Perhaps he felt like I was making fun of him a little bit, so that was the receipt. All good.
McGonagall.
But then I walk in today and I saw the shirt he had on and I asked him if he got a cup of soup with it.
Tommy!
I mean, you got to see this shirt that he had on today. Jeez.
McGonagall.
What cruise ship did you walk off of?
Welcome to hell!
But I let him know that. I let him know that. I told her what time it was. But that's the thing. The shirt made a lot of news. The clip went viral. The reaction, everybody's into it. And most of the Knicks fans were... But there were a lot of haters. Oh, is that your wife's shirt? Is that your wife's shirt?
Let him watch.
Yeah, let him watch. And if you go to my social media account, at Tommy Lugauer, L-U-G-A-U-E-R, I retweeted I have to admit, AI version of me that Evan and Tiki put out, not literally Evan and Tiki, but their digital department put out a picture of that more AI where I'm thankfully looking a lot better than I do look.
Let him watch.
And why don't you bring some of them chicks around here sometime? I need you to ride me, all right? Will you? He was the Quaalude King of Bayside. But yeah, apparently this, you can go to my social media account. The more retweets it gets or more likes, they're going to continue to take the shirt into a smaller direction, which I assume at one point I will not be shirtless, which will be very funny. So you get, that was very funny by them. I know everybody thinks the shirt is tight, too tight, too small. What do you want me to do? Yeah, I'm in the entertainment business. You're welcome. And that's what I do for you. I'll say. Not the kind you're looking for either. 888, I understand. 888, I'm no Cardi B. Maybe more like Cardi A. 888-808-10. They're not that bad. Come on. They're not that bad.
Object to the top.
I'm not suggesting that I don't have them. I certainly do. But they're not on the level of others. Let's put it that way. They're not on the level of others. And I am in my 40s. It's harder to keep in shape at this stage of your life. But I think all things considered, I'm in decent shape. Perhaps that's why people, when they saw that, they were like a little stunned. They didn't think I was working with that sort of situation. I am.
No biggie.
I don't know if I can say this word on the air, but all I can think of right now is, I have blank, Greg. Can you milk me?
Object to the
I think you can say that word. I try to be like very careful on the radio. I do, because I'm new at this, meeting as a host, and I don't know what lines I can push and stuff like that. I know it's after hours. I don't give a shit. Well, that notwithstanding, I drive home and I listen to Al and Jerry, and I'm like, geez, hide the women and children. I could say those things on the radio. Why am I not saying this? The other day they weren't even dancing around, and I was like, geez, you could say that. I guess. Clearly, I mean, those two guys know the book. Al knows everything you can and can't say on the radio, so clearly you can say it. But I just hear them between 5 and 6 a.m. letting it rip every day. I'm driving home after the overnight, and I'm like, okay. Well, listen, that show period is so established that they could probably get away with more, but there's only... FCC doesn't care how long you've been on the air. There's only certain things you can say. But that's just me being cautious. I try to dance around things. It's bull. But I think you could say that line from... Meet the Parents. But that's what I'm thinking of when I have that shirt on. I have blank, Greg. Can you milk me? Speaking of Ben Stiller. And it all goes back to the, you know, the synergy here. But yeah, everybody was commenting on my tight shirt and the things that it brought out on my body. But yeah, it's at WFAN660, and I retweeted it. It's on Instagram and Twitter, and you can join the many people that watch Murder, She Wrote with their parents every night and wish they could be on the radio making fun of me. Those you don't know. One guy goes today, he's like, this Lou Gehrig doesn't know sports. What's there to know? I watch the game, and I tell you what I think happens and why I thought it happened. What do I need to know? What do you mean I don't know sports? What's there to know?
Knicks win!
If there's a profession that Evan Roberts could excel at, there's not much to know. Let's be real. Just kidding.
I'm a loser.
No, you're not. But yeah, it's the shirt obviously made a lot of people feel a certain type of way. But it is not my wife's shirt. Would I throw on a pair of my wife's jeans? Maybe. I am Tommy the Visionary, but I'm also Tommy the Trendsetter. Thank you. And I'm also...
They call me Tommy the Clicks Machine.
Tommy the Hopeless Runner.
Tommy the Pothole.
Tommy, I am Tommy the Big
Lugowski. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm also Positive Tommy. That's really my bread and butter. And Positive Tommy was on full display last night. And that's really, when you think of Tommy and the many Tommies, and you never know what Tommy you're going to get. But Positive Tommy is obviously the main one. But I could also be... You know what actually I was last night? Not only was I Positive Tommy, and this was a caller that gave it to me. So I credit you, the audience, when you give me these nicknames. And if Connor's here, he will always clip them for sound bites. Last night I was not only Positive Tommy, but I was Tommy the Legend.
Tommy the Legend?
And
Tommy the Total Package.
Yes, I am Lex Lugauer. I am the Total Package.
Tommy the Beast Loogie.
And thankfully, my pants weren't too tight. Otherwise, I would have really been the Total Package there. So thankfully, it was more just the top end, because nobody needs that in their life.
Tommy the Legend.
Thank you. And I really was a legend last night. But you never know what Tommy you're going to get. There's just so many Tommies. Tommy the Family Man. Tommy the Trendsetter. I am Tommy the Visionary. Tommy the Visionary. Breaking news, Tommy. And this
Tommy the Hopeless Romantic.
Yes. This is the premiere show for breaking news on WFAN. You got to keep it locked here on After Hours because news breaks all the time on this show. But I'm also Tommy at times, and maybe even in that video a little bit, Tommy the Soft Man. And I should be better because now it's summertime and you got to make sure you're a little bit more in shape when it's beach season, when it's bro trip season.
Bring some of them chicks around here sometime, huh? Let them watch.
And whenever I'm going to the gym and I'm feeding the pythons, I got to make sure I look good. You know, when I go to the tank top, because it's always going to be tight. You know, I'm always going to wear a tight shirt. I'm always going to wear the tight jeans the whole nine. So I got to make sure I'm looking good. I feel like I'm doing a live read here. there's no product I'm selling you right now. I'm selling you the product of me. For some of you, you're probably like, what the heck is this? For many of you, you're laughing. Hopefully, you're in the latter. But I am many Tommies, including Tommy the Pothole Slayer.
Tommy the Pothole Slayer.
Thank you. I'm also Tommy the Family Man. I'm also, what is it already with the Tommies, with the Tukas, with the Jerry Seinfeld, with the man hands?
No.
Yes, with the under the covers. Sometimes, we all remember with the positive.
Sexy Tommy, midnight fantasy.
We all remember with the positive Tommy at times doing things over the covers that sometimes we do under the covers in the parked car when you're younger and you can't go back home with the parents and you have the young lady with the car with the...
If you want to see some skin.
They call him with the Captain Midnight, with the over the covers, sometimes under the covers, with the tukis, with the shrimp and the barley.
Wait,
and the,
it's like having sex.
And with the mucus already, with the after hours.
No.
With the man boobs, with the tight shirt. With the tight shirt, with the warm-up show, with the foul language, with the talk about with the sex, with the innuendos,
what?
With the Bill Parcells and the young girlfriend already, what is it? And this is what we're doing with the
Captain. Turkus?
Yes, and the Knickerbockers and all that stuff going into Madison's. With the Taylor Swift and the, you know, all that stuff, and with the Travis Kelce already, with the after hours, with the tuchus, under the covers, over the covers, in the back seat. Yes, and sometimes in the front seat, maybe even occasionally while driving.
Sex?
Yes, what is it already? Dangerous to some, but pleasurable to others. What is it? Didn't realize I could even go there on the radio, but after listening to the warm-up show, I realized you can't... Nobody's listening right now, so that's what it is. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie here in the late night. We'll get back to your calls on the Knicks as we celebrate one win away from a championship. It is Tommy Lugauer. After Hours, the place you want to be here on The Fan.
I believe in positive Tommy.
He's the hero Gotham deserves.